traffic other than children always underfoot. If Wart's bodyguards tried to track us, Earthside cop style, a dozen or 90 kids could tell which way Tall Blonde went. If any loony child would give stooge of Warden so much as time of day. A boy almost old enough to appreciate Wyoming stopped in front of us and gave her a happy whistle. She smiled and waved him aside. "There's our trouble," I said in her ear. "You'll stand out like Terra at full. I'll to duck into a hotel. One off next side corridor. Nothing much. Bundling booths, mostly. But close."
"I'm in no mood to bundle."
"Why, oh, please. Wasn't asking. Could take separate rooms."
"Sorry. Could you find me a WC? And is there a chemist's shop near?"
"Trouble?"
"Not that sort. A WC to get me out of sight, for I am conspicuous, and a chemist's shop for cosmetics, body makeup, and for my hair, too."
First was easy, one at hand. When she was locked in, I found the chemist's shop, asked how much body makeup to cover a girl so tall, marked a point under my chin, and massing 48. I bought that amount in sepia, went to another shop and bought same amount. Winning roll at first shop, losing at second, came out even. Then I bought black hair tint at third shop, and a red dress. Wyoming was wearing black shorts and pullover, practical for travel and effective on a blonde. But I'd been married all my life, and had some notion of what women wear, and had never seen a woman with dark sepia skin, shade of makeup, wear black by choice. Furthermore, skirts were worn in Luna City, then by dressy women. This shift was a skirt with bib, and price convinced me it must be dressy. Had to guess its size, but material had some stretch. Ran into three people who knew me, but was no unusual comment. Nobody seemed excited. Trade going on as usual. Hard to believe that a riot had taken place minutes ago on level below, and a few hundred meters north. I set it aside for little thought. Excitement was not what I wanted. I took stuff to Y, buzzing door and passing in it, then stashed self in a tap room for half an hour, and half a liter, and watched video. Still no excitement. No, we interrupt for special bulletin. I went back, buzzed, and waited. Wyoming came out, and I did not recognize her. Then did, and stopped to give full applause. Just had to. Whistles and finger snaps and moans and a scan like mapping radar. Lyo was now darker than I am, and pigment had gone on beautifully.
Must have been carrying items in pouch, as eyes were dark now, with lashes to match, and mouth was dark red and bigger.
She had used black hair tint, then frizzed hair up with grease as if to take kinks out, and her tight curls had defeated it enough to make convincingly imperfect. She didn't look Afro, but not European either. Seemed some mixed breed, and thereby more loony. Red dress was too small. Clung like sprayed enamel and flared out at mid-thigh with permanent static charge. She had taken shoulder strap off her pouch and had it under arm. Shoes she had discarded or pouched. Bare feet made her shorter. She looked good. Better yet, she looked not at all like agitatrix who had harangued crowd. She waited, big smile on face and body undulating, while I applauded. Before I was done, two little boys flanked me and added shrill endorsements, along with clog steps. So I tipped them and told them to be missing. Wyoming flowed to me and took my arm.
"Is it okay? Will I pass?"
"Why, oh, you look like slot machine Sheila, waiting for action."
"Why, you Dreklik Chum, do I look like slot machine prices? Tourist?"
"Don't jump salty, beautiful. Name a gift, then speak my name. If it's bread and honey, I own a hive."
"Huh?"
She fisted me solidly in ribs, grinned.
"I was flying, Cobber. If I ever bundle with you, not likely, we won't speak to the bee. Let's find that hotel."
So we did, and I bought the key. Wyoming put on a show but needn't have bothered. Night clerk never looked up from his knitting.
didn't offer to roll.
Once inside, Wyoming threw bolts.
It's nice.
Should have been, at 32 Hong Kong dollars. I think she expected a booth, but I would not put her in such, even to hide. Was comfortable lounge with own bath and no water limit, and phone and delivery lift, which I needed. She started to open pouch.
I saw what you paid. Let's settle it, so that...
I reached over, closed her pouch.
Was to be no mention of bees.
What? Oh, Mayor, that was about bundling. You got this DOS for me, and it's only right that...
Switch off.
Huh? Half? No grieving with Stephen?
Niet. Why, oh, you're a long way from home. What money you have, hang on to.
Manuel O'Kelly, if you don't let me pay my share, I'll walk out of here.
I bowed. Das vidanya, gospodja. I spokojna noche. I hope we shall meet you again.
I moved to unbolt door. She glared, then closed pouch savagely.
I'll stay, Ngoy.
You're welcome.
I mean it. I really do thank you. Just the same, I... Well, I'm not used to accepting favors. I'm a free woman.
Congratulations, I think.
Don't you be salty, either. You're a firm man, and I respect that. I'm glad you're on our side.
Not sure I am.
What?
Cool it. I'm not on Warden's side. Nor will I talk. Wouldn't want Shorty, Bog rest his generous soul, to haunt me. But your program isn't practical.
But, Manny, you don't understand. If all of us...
Hold it, why? This is no time for politics. I'm tired and hungry. When did you eat last?
Oh, goodness.
Suddenly, she looked small, young, tired.
I don't know. On the bus, I guess. Helmet rations.
What would you say to a Kansas City cut, rare with baked potato, taco sauce, green salad, coffee, and a drink first?
Heavenly.
I think so, too. But we'll be lucky, this hour in this hole, to get algae soup and burgers. What do you drink?
Anything? Ethanol?
Okay. I went to lift, punched for service. Menu, please. It displayed, and I settled for prime rib plus rest, and two orders of Apfelstrudel with whipped cream. I added a half liter of table vodka and ice and starred that part.
Is there time for me to take a bath? Would you mind?
Go ahead, why? You'll smell better.
Louse. 12 hours in a pea suit and you'd stink too. The bus was dreadful. I'll hurry.
Half a sec, why? Does that stuff wash off? You may need it when you leave. Whenever you do, wherever you go.
Yes, it does. But you bought 3 times as much as I used. I'm sorry, Manny. I plan to carry makeup on political trips. Things can happen. Like tonight. Though tonight was worst. But I ran short of seconds and missed a capsule and almost missed the bus.
So go scrub.
Yes, sir, Captain. I don't need help to scrub my back, but I'll leave the door up so we can talk. Just for company? No invitation implied.
Suit yourself. I've seen a woman.
What a thrill that must have been for her.
She grinned and fisted me another in ribs, hard. Went in and started tub.
Manny, would you like to bathe in it first? Second-hand water is good enough for this makeup and that stink you complained about.
Unmeted water, dear. Run it deep.
Oh, what luxury. At home I use the same bath water 3 days running.
She whistled softly and happily.
Are you wealthy, Manny?
Not wealthy. Not weeping.
Lift jingled. I answered. Fixed basic martinis, vodka over ice. Handed hers in, got out, and sat down, out of sight. Nor had I seen sights. She was shoulder-deep in happy suds. Polnoi zhizhny, I called.
A full life to you too, Manny. Just the medicine I needed.
After pause for medicine, she went on.
Manny, you're married. Ja?
Da. It shows?
Quite. You're nice to a woman, but not eager, and quite independent. So you're married and long married. Children?
17 divided by 4.
Clan marriage?
Line. Opted at 14, and I'm 5th of 9. So 17 kids is nominal. Big family.
It must be nice. I've never seen much of line families. Not many in Hong Kong. Plenty of clans and groups, and lots of polyandries, but the line way never took hold.
Is nice. Our marriage nearly 100 years old. Dates back to Johnson City and first transportees. 21 links. 9 alive today. Never a divorce.
Oh, it's a madhouse when our descendants and in-laws and kinfolk get together for birthday or wedding. More kids than 17, of course. We don't count them after they marry, or I'd have children old enough to be my grandfather.
Happy way to live. Never much pressure.
Take me. Nobody woofs if I stay away a week and don't phone.
Welcome when I show up.
Line marriages rarely have divorces.
How could I do better?
I don't think you could. Is it an alternation? And what's the spacing?
Spacing has no rule. Just what suits us. Been alternation up to latest link, last year. We married a girl when alternation called for boy. But was special.
Special how?
My youngest wife is a granddaughter of eldest husband and wife. At least she's granddaughter of mum. Senior is mum, or sometimes Mimi, to her husbands. And she may be of grandpa, but not related to other spouses. So no reason not to marry back in, not even consanguinity, okay, in other types of marriage. None, nit, zero. And Ludmilla grew up in our family because her mother had her solo, then moved to Novilin and left her with us. Mila didn't want to talk about marrying out when old enough for us to think about it. She cried and asked us please to make an exception. So we did. Grandpa doesn't figure in genetic angle. These days his interest in women is more gallant than practical. As senior husband, he spent our wedding night with her, but consummation was only formal. Number two husband, Greg, took care of it later, and everybody pretended. And everybody happy. Ludmilla is a sweet little thing, just 15, and pregnant first time.
Your baby?
Greg's, I think. Oh, mine too, but in fact was in Novi Leningrad. Probably Greg's. Unless Mila got outside help. But didn't. She's a homegirl. And a wonderful cook. Lift rang. Took care of it. Folded down table. Opened chairs. Paid bill. And sent lift up.
Throw it to pigs?
I'm coming! Mind if I don't do my face?
Come in skinned for all of me.
For two times I would. You much married man.
She came out quickly. Blonde again. And hair slicked back and damp. Had not put on black outfit. Again in dress I bought. Red suited her. She sat down, lifted covers off food.
Oh, boy! Manny, would your family marry me? You're a dinkum provider.
I'll ask. Must be unanimous.
Don't crowd yourself.
She picked up sticks, got busy.
About 1,000 calories later, she said,
I told you I was a free woman.
I wasn't, always. I waited. Women talk when they want to, or don't.
When I was 15, I married two brothers, twins twice my age, and I was terribly happy.
She fiddled with what was on plate, then seemed to change subject.
Manny, that was just static about wanting to marry your family. You're safe from me. If I ever marry again... Unlikely, but I'm not opposed to it. It would be just one man. A tight little marriage, earthworm style. Oh, I don't mean I would keep him dogged down. I don't think it matters where a man eats lunch as long as he comes home for dinner. I would try to make him happy.
Twins didn't get along?
Oh, not that at all. I got pregnant and we were all delighted. And, I had it. And it was a monster. And had to be eliminated. They were good to me about it, but I can read print. I announced a divorce, had myself sterilized, moved from Novalin to Hong Kong, and started over as a free woman.
Wasn't that, drastic? Male parent oftener than female. Men are exposed more.
Not in my case. We had it calculated by the best mathematical geneticist in Novaleningrad, one of the best in Soviet Union before she got shipped. I know what happened to me. I was a volunteer colonist. I mean, my mother was, for I was only 5. My father was transported, and my mother chose to go with him and take me along. There was a solar storm warning, but the pilot thought he could make it, or didn't care. He was a cyborg. He did make it, but we got hit on the ground, and Manny, that's one thing that pushed me into politics. That ship sat 4 hours before they let us disembark. Authority red tape. Quarantine, perhaps. I was too young to know. But I wasn't too young later to figure out that I had birthed a monster because the authority didn't care what happens to us outcasts.
Can't start argument. They don't care. But why, oh, still sounds hasty. If you caught damage from radiation, well, no geneticist but know something about radiation. So you had a damaged egg. Does not mean egg next to it was hurt? Statistically unlikely.
I know that.
What sterilization? Radical or contraceptive?
Contraceptive. My tubes could be opened, but Manny, a woman who has had one monster doesn't risk it again.
She touched my prosthetic.
You have that. Doesn't it make you 8 times as careful not to risk this one?
She touched my meat arm.
That's the way I feel. You have that to contend with. I have this. And I would never have told you if you hadn't been hurt, too.
I didn't say left arm more versatile than right. She was correct. They want to trade in right arm. Need it to pat girls, if not else. Still think you could have healthy babies.
Oh, I can. I've had 8.
Huh?
I'm a professional host, Mother Manny.
I opened the mouth. Closed it. Idea wasn't strange. I read Earthside papers, but doubt if any surgeon in Luna City in 2075 ever performed such transplant. In cows? Yes. But L-City females unlikely at any price to have babies for other women. Even homely ones could get husband or 6. Correction. Are no homely women. Some more beautiful than others. Glanced at her figure. Quickly looked up. She said,
Don't strain your eyes, Manny. I'm not carrying now. Too busy with politics. But hosting is a good profession for free women. It's high pay. Some Chinese families are wealthy and all my babies have been Chinese. And Chinese are smaller than average. And I'm a big cow. A 2.5 or 3 kilo Chinese baby is no trouble. Doesn't spoil my figure. These...
She glanced down at her lovelies.
I don't wet nurse them. I never see them. So I look nulliparous, and younger than I am, maybe. But I didn't know how well it suited me when I first heard of it. I was clerking in a Hindu shop, eating money, no more, when I saw this ad in the Hong Kong Gong. It was the thought of having a baby, a good baby, that hooked me. I was still in emotional trauma from my monster, and it turned out to be just what Wyoming needed. Stopped feeling that I was a failure as a woman. I made more money than I could ever hope to earn at other jobs, and my time almost to myself. Having a baby hardly slows me down. 6 weeks at most, and that long only because I want to be fair to my clients. A baby is a valuable property. And I was soon in politics. I sounded off, and the underground got in touch with me. That's when I started living. Manny, I studied politics and economics and history and learned to speak in public and turned out to have a flair for organization. It's satisfying work because I believe in it. I know that Luna will be free. Only, well, it would be nice to have a husband to come home to. If he didn't mind that I was sterile. But I don't think about it. I'm too busy. Hearing about your nice family got me talking. That's all. I must apologize for having bored you.
How many women apologize?
But Wyo was more man than woman some ways, despite 8 Chinese babies.
Wasn't bored.
I hope not, Manny. Why do you say our program isn't practical? We need you.
Suddenly felt tired. How to tell lovely woman dearest dream is nonsense. Why, oh, let's start over. You told them what to do. But will they? Take those two you singled out. All that Iceman knows, bet anything, is how to dig ice. So he'll go on digging and selling to authority, because that's what he can do. Same for wheat farmer. Years ago, he put in one cash crop. Now he's got the ring in nose. If he wanted to be independent, would have diversified. Raised what he eats, sold the rest free market, and stayed away from catapult head. I know. I'm a farm boy.
You said you were a computer man.
Am. And that's a piece of same picture. I'm not a top computer man, but best in Luna. I won't go civil service, so authority has to hire me when in trouble. My prices. Or send Earthside. Pay risk and hardship. Then ship him back fast before his body forgets Terra. At far more than I charge. So, if I can do it, I get their jobs. And authority can't touch me. Was born free. And if no work, usually is, I stay home and eat high. We've got the proper farm. Not a one cash crop deal. Chickens, small herd of white face, plus milch cows. Pigs, mutated fruit trees, vegetables, a little wheat, and grind it ourselves, and don't insist on white flour, and sell free market what's left. Make own beer and brandy. Ireland drill man extending our tunnels. Everybody works, not too hard. Kids make cattle take exercise by switching them along. Don't use treadmill. Kids gather eggs and feed chickens. Don't use much machinery. Air we can buy from El City. Aren't far out of town and pressure tunnel connected. But more often we sell air. Being farm, cycle shows O2 excess. Always have Voluta to meet bills.
How about water and power?
Not expensive. We collect some power. Sunshine screens on surface. And have a little pocket of ice. Why, our farm was founded before year 2000, when El City was one natural cave, and we've kept improving it. Advantage of line marriage. Doesn't die, and capital improvements add up.
But surely your ice won't last forever.
Well, now... I scratched head and grinned. We're careful. We keep our sewage and garbage and sterilize, and use it. Never put a drop back into city system. But, don't tell Warden, dear, but back when Greg was teaching me to drill, we happened to drill into bottom of main south reservoir, and had a tap with us. Spilled hardly a drop. But we do buy some metered water. Looks better. A nice pocket accounts for not buying much. As for power, well, power is even easier to steal. I'm a good electrician, Wyo.
Oh, wonderful.
Wyo paid me a long whistle and looked delighted.
Everybody should do that.
Hope not. Would show. Let them take up own ways to outwit authority. Our family always has. But back to your plan, Wyo. Two things wrong. Never get solidarity. Blokes like Hauser would cave in because they are in a trap. Can't hold out. Second place, suppose you managed it. Solidarity. So sold not a ton of grain is delivered to catapult head. Forget ice. It's grain that makes authority important, and not just neutral agency it was set up to be. No grain. What happens?
Why, they have to negotiate a fair price, that's what.
My dear, you and your comrades listen to each other too much. Authority would call it rebellion, and warship would orbit with bombs earmarked for El City and Hong Kong and Tycho Under and Churchill and Novelin. Troops would land. Grain barges would lift, under guard, and farmers would break necks to cooperate. Terra has guns and power and bombs and ships, and won't hold still for trouble from ex-cons. And troublemakers like you and me. With you and Spirit, us lousy troublemakers will be rounded up and eliminated. Teach us a lesson. And earthworms would say we had it coming, because our side would never be heard, not on Terra. Wyo looked stubborn.
Revolutions have succeeded before. Lenin had only a handful with him.
Lenin moved in on a power vacuum.
Why? Correct me if wrong.
Revolutions succeeded when, only when, governments had gone rotten soft or disappeared.
Not true. The American Revolution.
South lost, nyet?
Not that one. The one a century earlier. They had the sort of troubles with England that we are having now, and they won.
Oh, that one. But wasn't England in trouble? France and Spain and Sweden? Or maybe Holland? And Ireland? Ireland was rebelling. O'Kellys were in it.
Why, oh, if you can stir trouble on Terra, say a war between Great China and North American directors, maybe Pan-Africa lobbing bombs at Europe, I'd say was wizard time to kill Warden and tell authority it's through. Not today.
You're a pessimist.
Nyet. Realist. Never pessimist. Too much loony not to bet, if any chance. Show me chances no worse than 10-1 against, and I'll go for broke. But want 1 chance in 10. I pushed back chair.
Through eating?
Yes, Bolshaya Spasiba Tovarish.
It was grand.
My pleasure. Move the couch and I'll rid of table and dishes.
No, can't help. I'm host.
I cleared table, set up dishes, saving coffee and vodka, folded table, racked the chairs, turned to speak. She was sprawled on couch, asleep, mouth open and face softened into little girl. Went quietly into bath and closed door. After a scrubbing, I felt better. Washed tights first, and were dry and fit to put on by time I quit lazing in tub. Don't care when world ends, long as I'm bathed and in clean clothes. Wyo was still asleep, which made problem. Had taken room with 2 beds so she would not feel I was trying to talk her into bundling. Not that I was against it, but she had made clear she was opposed. But my bed had to be made from couch, and proper bed was folded away. Should I rig it out softly? Pick her up like a limp baby and move her? Went back into bath and put on arm. And then decided to wait. Phone had hush hood. Wyo seemed unlikely to wake, and things were gnawing at me. I sat down at phone, lowered hood, punched Mycroft XXX.
Hi, Mike.
Hello, man. Have you surveyed those jokes?
What? Mike, haven't had a minute. And a minute may be a long time to you, but it's short to me. I'll get to it as fast as I can.
Okay, man. Have you found a not stupid for me to talk with?
Haven't had time for that either. Wait. I looked out through hood at Wyoming. Not stupid in this case meant empathy. Wyo had plenty. Enough to be friendly with a machine? I thought so. And could be trusted. Not only had we shared trouble, but she was a subversive. Mike, would you like to talk with a girl?
Girls are not stupid.
Some girls are very not stupid, Mike.
I would like to talk with a not stupid girl, man.
I'll try to arrange. But now I'm in trouble, and need your help.
I will help, man.
Thanks, Mike. I want to call my home, but not ordinary way. You know, sometimes calls are monitored, and if Warden orders it, lock can be put on so that circuit can be traced.
Man, you wish me to monitor your call at home and put a lock and trace on it? I must inform you that I already know your home call number and the number from which you are calling.
No, no. Don't want it monitored. Don't want it locked and traced. Can you call my home, connect me, and control circuit so that it can't be monitored, can't be locked, can't be traced, even if somebody has programmed just that? Can you do it so that they won't even know their program is bypassed? Mike hesitated. I suppose it was a question never asked, and he had to trace a few thousand possibilities to see if his control of system permitted this novel program.
Man, I can do that. I will.
Good. Program signal.
If I want this sort of connection in future, I'll ask for, Sherlock.
Noted. Sherlock was my brother.
Year before, I had explained to Mike how he got his name. Thereafter, he read all Sherlock Holmes stories,
scanning film in Luna City Carnegie Library.
Don't know how he rationalized relationship. I hesitated to ask. Fine. Give me a Sherlock to my home. A moment later, I said, Mom, this is your favorite husband. She answered,
Manuel, are you in trouble again?
I love Mom more than any other woman, including my other wives. But she never stopped bringing me up. Bog willing, she never will. I tried to sound hurt.
Me? Why, you know me, Mom.
I do indeed. Since you are not in trouble, perhaps you can tell me why Professor De La Paz is so anxious to get in touch with you. He has called 3 times, and why he wants to reach some woman with unlikely name of Wyoming Knot, and why he thinks you might be with her. Have you taken a bundling companion, Manuel, without telling me? We have freedom in our family, dear, but you know that I prefer to be told, so that I will not be taken unawares.
Mom was always jealous of all women but her co-wives, and never, never, never admitted it. I said, Mom, Bog strike me dead. I have not taken a bundling companion.
Very well. You've always been a truthful boy. Now what's this mystery?
I'll have to ask Professor.
Not lie, just tight squeeze.
Did he leave a number?
No, he said he was calling from a public phone.
If he calls again, ask him to leave number and time I can reach him. This is public phone too. Another tight squeeze.
In meantime, you listen to late news?
You know I do.
Anything?
Nothing of interest.
No excitement in L City? Killings? Riots? Anything?
Why, no. There was a set duel in Bottom Alley, but... Manuel, have you killed someone?
No, Mom. Breaking a man's jaw will not kill him. She sighed.
You'll be the death of me, dear. You know what I've always told you. In our family, we do not brawl. Should a killing be necessary, it almost never is, matters must be discussed calmly, and familiar, and proper action selected. If a new chum must be eliminated, other people know it. It is worth a little delay to hold good opinion and support...
Mom, haven't killed anybody. Don't intend to. And know that lecture by heart.
Please be civil, dear.
I'm sorry.
Forgiven. Forgotten.
I am to tell Professor De La Paz to leave a number. I shall. One thing. Forget name Wyoming Knot. Forget Professor was asking for me. If a stranger phones or calls in person and asks anything about me, you haven't heard from me. Don't know where I am. Think I've gone to Novalen. That goes for rest of family, too. Answer no questions, especially from anybody connected with Warden.
As if I would. Manuel, you are in trouble.
Not much. And getting it fixed.
Hoped.
Tell you when I get home. Can't talk now. Love you. Switching off.
I love you, dear. Spokojna noci.
Thanks. And you have a quiet night, too. Off. Mom is wonderful. She was shipped up to the Rock long ago for carving a man under circumstances that left grave doubts as to girlish innocence, and has been opposed to violence and loose living ever since. Unless necessary, she's no fanatic. Bet she was a jet job as a kid, and I wish I'd known her. But I'm rich in sharing last half of her life. I called Mike back. Do you know Professor Bernardo de la Paz's voice?
I do, man.
Well, you might monitor as many phones in Luna City as you can spare ears for, and if you hear him, let me know. Public phones especially. A full 2 seconds delay. Was giving Mike problems he had never had. Think he liked it.
I can check monitor long enough to identify at all public phones in Luna City. Shall I use random search on others, man?
Don't overload. Keep an ear on his home phone and school phone.
program is set up.
Mike, you are the best friend I ever had.
That is not a joke, man?
No joke. Truth.
I am... Correction. I am honored and pleased. You are my best friend, man. For you are my only friend. No comparison is logically permissible.
Going to see that you have other friends. Not stupids, I mean.
Mike, got an empty memory bank?
Yes, man. 10^8 bits capacity.
Good. Will you block it so that only you and I can use it? Can you?
Can and will. Block signal, please.
Bastille Day. It was my birthday, as Professor de la Paz has told me years earlier.
Permanently blocked.
Fine. Got a recording to put in it. But first, have you finished setting copy for tomorrow's Daily Lunatic?
Yes, man.
Anything about meeting in Still Yagi Hall?
No, man.
Nothing a new service going out city? Or riots?
No, man.
Curiouser and curiouser, said Alice. Okay, record this under Bastille Day. Then think about it. But for Bog's sake, don't let even your thoughts go outside that block. Know anything I say about it.
Man, my only friend?
He answered, and his voice sounded diffident.
Many months ago, I decided to place any conversation between you and me under privacy block, accessible only to you. I decided to erase none and move them from temporary storage to permanent, so that I could play them over and over and over and think about them. Did I do right?
Perfect. And, Mike, I'm flattered.
Bejalst, my temporary files are getting full, and I learned that I needed not to erase your words.
Well, Bastille Day. Sound coming at 60/1. I took little recorder, placed close to a microphone, and let it zip squeal. Had an hour and a half in it. Went silent in 90 seconds or so. That's all, Mike. Talk to you tomorrow.
Good night, Manuel Garcia O'Kelly, my only friend.
I switched off and raised hood. Wyoming was sitting up and looked troubled.
Did someone call, or...
No trouble. Was talking to one of my best... and most trustworthy friends. Wyo, are you stupid? She looked startled.
I've sometimes thought so. Is that a joke?
No. If you're not stupid, I'd like to introduce you to him. Speaking of jokes, do you have a sense of humor?
Certainly I have, is what Wyoming did not answer.
And any other woman would, as a locked-in program. She blinked thoughtfully and said,
You'll have to judge for yourself, Cobber. I have something I use for one. It serves my simple purposes.
Fine. I dug into pouch. Found print roll of 100 funny stories. Read. Tell me which are funny, which are not, and which get a giggle first time, but are cold pancakes without honey to hear twice.
Manuel, you may be the oddest man I've ever met.
She took that print out.
Say, is this computer paper?
Yes. Met a computer with a sense of humor.
So? Well, it was bound to come someday. Everything else has been mechanized.
I gave proper response and added, Everything? She looked up.
Please, don't whistle while I'm reading.
4. Heard her giggle a few times while I rigged out bed and made it, then sat down by her, took end she was through with, and started reading. Chuckled a time or two, but a joke isn't too funny to me if read cold, even when I see it could be fission job at proper time. I got more interested in how Y.O. rated them. She was marking plus, minus, and sometimes question mark, and plus stories were marked once or always. Few were marked always. I put my ratings under hers. Didn't disagree too often. By time I was near end, she was looking over my judgments. We finished together. Well, I said, what do you think?
I think you have a crude, rude mind, and it's a wonder your wives put up with you.
Mom often says so. But how about yourself, Wyo? You marked pluses on some that would make a slot machine girl blush. She grinned.
Da.
Don't tell anybody. Publicly, I'm a dedicated party organizer above such things. Have you decided that I have a sense of humor?
Not sure.
Write a minus on number 17.
Which one is that?
She reversed the roll and found it.
Why? Any woman would have done the same. It's not funny. It's simply necessary.
Yes, but think how silly she looked.
Nothing silly about it. Just sad. And look here. You thought this one was not funny. Number 51?
Neither reversed any judgments, but I saw a pattern. Disagreements over stories concerning oldest funny subject. I told her so. She nodded.
Of course, I saw that.
Never mind, Manny dear. Long ago I quit being disappointed in men for what they are not and never can be. I decided to drop it. Instead told her about Mike. Soon she said,
Manny, you're telling me that this computer is alive?
What do you mean? I answered. He doesn't sweat or go to WC, but can think and talk and he's aware of himself. Is he alive?
I'm not sure what I mean by alive, she admitted. There's a scientific definition, isn't there? Irritability or some such? And reproduction?
Mike is irritable and can be irritating. As for reproduction, not designed for it, but, yes, given time and materials and very special help, Mike could reproduce himself.
I need very special help, too, Lyle answered, since I'm sterile, and it takes me 10 whole lunars and many kilograms of the best materials. But I make good babies. Manny, why shouldn't a machine be alive? I've always felt they were. Some of them wait for a chance to savage you in a tender spot.
Mike wouldn't do that. Not on purpose. No meanness in him. And he likes to play jokes, and one might go wrong. Like a puppy who doesn't know he's biting. He's ignorant. No, not ignorant. He knows enormously more than I, or you, or any man who ever lived. Yet he doesn't know anything.
Better repeat that. I missed something.
I tried to explain. How Mike knew almost every book in Luna. Could read at least 1,000 times as fast as we could, and never forget anything unless he chose to erase. How he could reason with perfect logic, or make shrewd guesses from insufficient data, and yet not know anything about how to be alive. She interrupted.
I scan it. You're saying he's smart and knows a lot, but is not sophisticated. Like a new chum when he grounds on the rock. Back Earthside, he might be a professor with a string of degrees, but here he's a baby.
That's it. Mike is a baby with a long string of degrees. Ask how much water and what chemicals and how much photoflux it takes to crop 50,000 tons of wheat, and he'll tell you without stopping for breath.
But can't tell if a joke is funny.
I thought most of these were fairly good.
They're ones he's heard, read, and were marked jokes, so he filed them away. But doesn't understand them because he's never been, people. Lately he's been trying to make up jokes. Feeble, very. I tried to explain Mike's pathetic attempts to be a people. On top of that, he's lonely.
Why, the poor thing. You'd be lonely, too, if you did nothing but work, 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 study, 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 and never anyone to visit with. Cruelty, that's what it is.
So I told about promise to find not stupids. Would you chat with him, why? And not laugh when he makes funny mistakes? If you do, he shuts up and sulks.
Of course I would, Manny. Once we get out of this mess. If it's safe for me to be in Luna City. Where is this poor little computer? City Engineering Central? I don't know my way around here.
He's not in El City. He's halfway across Crisium. And you couldn't go down where he is. Takes a pass from Warden. But...
Hold it. Halfway across Crisium? Manny, this computer is one of those at Authority Complex?
Mike isn't just one of those computers, I answered, vexed on Mike's account. He's boss. He waves baton for all others. Others are just machines, extensions of Mike, like this is for me.
I said, flexing hand of left forearm. Mike controls them. He runs Catapult personally. Was his first job. Catapult and ballistic radars. But his logic for phone system, too, after they converted to Luna-wide switching. Besides that, he's supervising logic for other systems. Wyo closed eyes and pressed fingers to temple.
Manny, does Mike hurt?
Hurt? No strain. Has time to read jokes.
I don't mean that. I mean, can he hurt? Feel pain?
What? No. Can get feelings hurt, but can't feel pain. Don't think he can. No, sure he can't. Doesn't have receptors for pain. Why?
She covered eyes and said softly, Bog, help me.
Then looked up and said,
Don't you see, Manny? You have a pass to go down where this computer is, but most loonies can't even leave the tube at that station. It's for authority employees only, much less go inside the main computer room. I have to find out if it could feel pain because, well, because you got me feeling sorry for it with your talk about how it was lonely. But Manny, do you realize what a few kilos of toluol plastic would do down there?
Certainly do.
Was shocked and disgusted. Yes, we'll strike right after the explosion, and Luna will be free. I'll get you explosives and fuses, but we can't move until we are organized to exploit it. Manny, I've got to get out of here. I must risk it. I'll go put on makeup.
She started to get up. I shoved her down with hard left hand. Surprised her, and surprised me. Had not touched her in any way save necessary contact.
Oh, different today. But in 2075, and touching a femme without her consent, plenty of lonely men to come to rescue, an airlock never far away. As kids say, Judge Lynch never sleeps.
Sit down, keep quiet, I said. I know what a blast would do. Apparently you don't. Gospaja, I'm sorry to say this, but if came to choice, we'd eliminate you before we'd blow up Mike.
Wyoming did not get angry.
Really was a man some ways. Her years as a disciplined revolutionist, I'm sure. She was all girl most ways.
Manny, you told me that Shorty McCrum is dead.
What? Was confused by sharp turn.
Yes, has to be. One leg off at hip, it was. Must have bled to death in 2 minutes. Even in a surgery, amputation that high is touch and go.
I know such things. Had taken luck and big transfusions to save me. And an arm isn't in same class with what happened to Shorty.
Shorty was, she said soberly, my best friend here, and one of my best friends anywhere. He was all that I admire in a man. Loyal, honest, intelligent, gentle, and brave, and devoted to the cause. But have you seen me grieving over him?
No, too late to grieve.
It's never too late for grief. I've grieved every instant since you told me, but I locked it in the back of my mind, for the cause leaves no time for grief. Manny, if it would have bought freedom for Luna, or even been part of the price, I would have eliminated Shorty myself, or you, or myself. And yet you have qualms over blowing up a computer?
Not that at all.
But was, in part. When a man dies, doesn't shock me too much. We get death sentences there we are born.
But Mike was unique, and no reason not to be immortal.
Never mind souls. Prove Mike did not have one. And if no soul, so much worse. No? Think twice.
Wyoming, what would happen if we blew up Mike? Tell.
I don't know precisely. It would cause a great deal of confusion, and that's exactly what we...
Seal it. You don't know. Confusion? Duh. Phones out. Tubes stop running. Your town not much hurt. Hong Kong has own power. But L City and Novelin? And other Warrens, all power stops. Total darkness. Shortly, get stuffy. Then temperature drops and pressure. Where's your pea suit?
Checked at Tube Station West.
So is mine. Think you can find way? In solid dark? In time?
Not sure I can, and I was born in this warren. With corridors filled with screaming people? Loonies are a tough mob. We have to be. But about 1 in 10 goes off his cams in total dark. Do you swap bottles for fresh charges, or were you in too much hurry? And will Soot be there with thousands trying to find pea suits and not caring who owns?
But aren't there emergency arrangements? There are in Hong Kong Luna.
Some. Not enough. Control of anything essential to life should be decentralized and paralleled, so that if one machine fails, another takes over. But costs money. And as you pointed out, authority doesn't care. Mike shouldn't have all jobs. But was cheaper to ship up Master Machine, stick deep in the rock where it couldn't get hurt, then keep adding capacity and loading on jobs. Do you know authority makes near as much gelt from leasing Mike's services as from trading meat and wheat?
Does.
Wyoming, not sure we would lose Luna City if Mike were blown up. Loonies are handy and might jury-rig till automation could be restored. But I tell you true, many people would die, and rest too busy for politics. I marveled it. This woman had been in the rock almost all her life. Yet could think of something as new chumish as wrecking engineering controls. Wyoming, if you were smart like you are beautiful, you wouldn't talk about blowing up Mike. You would think about how to get him on your side.
What do you mean?
She said.
The warden controls the computers.
Don't know what I mean, I admitted. But don't think Warden controls computers. Wouldn't know a computer from a pile of rocks. Warden, or staff, decides policies, general plans. Half competent technicians program these into Mike. Mike sorts them, makes sense of them, plans detailed programs, parcels them out where they belong, keeps things moving. But nobody controls Mike. He's too smart. He carries out what is asked because that's how he's built. But he's self-programming logic. Makes own decisions. And a good thing, because if he weren't smart, system would not work.
I still don't see what you mean by getting him on our side.
Mike doesn't feel loyalty to Warden. As you pointed out, he's a machine. But if I wanted to foul up phones without touching air or water or lights, I would talk to Mike. If it struck him funny, he might do it.
Couldn't you just program it? I understand that you can get into the room where he is.
If I, or anybody, program such an order into Mike, without talking it over with him, program will be placed in hold location, and alarms would sound in many places. But if Mike wanted to... I told her about check for upteen jillion. Mike is still finding himself while, and lonely. Told me I was his only friend, and was so open and vulnerable I wanted to bawl. If you took pains to be his friend, too, without thinking of him as just a machine, well, not sure what it would do, haven't analyzed it, but if I tried anything big and dangerous, would want Mike in my corner. She said thoughtfully,
I wish there was some way for me to sneak into that room where he is. I don't suppose makeup would help.
Oh, don't have to go there. Mike is on phone. Shall we call him? She stood up.
Manny, you're not only the oddest man I've met. You are the most exasperating. What's his number?
Comes from associating too much with a computer. I went to phone.
Just one thing, Wyo.
You get what you want out of a man just by batting eyes and undulating framework.
Well, sometimes. But I do have a brain.
Use it. Mike is not a man. No gonads. No hormones, no instincts. Use femme tactics, and it's a null signal. Think of him as super genius child too young to notice, vive la différence.
I'll remember. Manny, why do you call him he?
Can't call him it. Don't think of him as she.
Perhaps I'd better think of him as she. Of her as she, I mean.
Suit yourself. I punched Mycroft XXX, standing so, body shielded it. Was not ready to share a number till I saw how thing went. Idea of blowing up Mike had shaken me.
Mike? Hello, man, my only friend.
May not be only friend from now on, Mike. Want you to meet somebody. Not stupid.
I knew you were not alone, man. I can hear breathing. Will you please ask Not Stupid to move closer to the phone?
Wyoming looked panicky. She whispered,
Can he see? No, Not Stupid, I cannot see you. This phone has no video circuit. But binaural microphonic receptors place you with some accuracy. From your voice, your breathing, your heartbeat, and the fact that you are alone in a bundling room with a mature male, I extrapolate that you are a female human, 65-plus kilos in mass, and of mature years, on the close order of 30.
Wyoming gasped. I cut in. Mike, her name is Wyoming Nutt.
I'm very pleased to meet you, Mike. You can call me Y. Why not?
Mike answered. I cut in again. Mike, was that a joke?
Yes, man. I noted that her first name, as shortened, differs from the English causation inquiry word by only an aspiration, and that her last name has the same sound as the general negator. A pun. Not funny?
Wyle said,
Quite funny, Mike. I
waved to her to shut up. Good pun, Mike. Example of funny only once class of joke. Funny through element of surprise. Second time, no surprise. Therefore not funny. Check?
I had tentatively reached that conclusion about puns in thinking over your remarks two conversations back. I am pleased to find my reasoning confirmed.
Good boy, Mike. Making progress. Those 100 jokes, I've read them, and so has Wyo.
Wyo? Wyoming not?
Huh? Oh, sure. Wyo, Y, Wyoming, Wyoming not, all same. Just don't call her Why Not.
I agreed not to use that pun again, man. Gospaja, shall I call you Wyo rather than Y? I conjecture that the monosyllabic form could be confused with the causation inquiry monosyllable through insufficient redundancy and without intention of punning.
Wyoming blinked. Mike's English at that time could be smothering, but came back strong.
Certainly, Mike. Wyo is the form of my name that I like best. Then I shall use it. The full form of your first name is still more subject to misinterpretation, as it is identical in sound with the name of the administrative region in northwestern managerial area of the North American Directorate. I know. I was born there, and my parents named me after the state. I don't remember much about it. Wyo, I regret that this circuit does not permit display of pictures. Wyoming is a rectangular area lying between Terran coordinates 41 and 45 degrees north, 104 degrees 3 minutes west, and 111 degrees 3 minutes west, thus containing 253,597.26 square kilometers. It is a region of high plains and of mountains, having limited fertility but esteemed for natural beauty. Its population was sparse until augmented through the relocation subplan of the Great New York Urban Renewal Program, AD 2025 through 2030.
That was before I was born, said Wyo.
But I know about it. My grandparents were relocated, and you could say that's how I wound up in Luna. Shall I continue about the area named Wyoming?
Mike asked. No, Mike, I cut in. You probably have hours of it in storage.
9.73 hours at speech speed, not including cross-references, man.
Was afraid so. Perhaps Wyo will want it someday. But purpose of call is to get you acquainted with this Wyoming, who happens to also be a high region of natural beauty and imposing mountains.
And limited fertility, added Wyo. Manny, if you are going to draw silly parallels, you should include that one. Mike isn't interested in how I look.
How do you know? Mike, wish I could show you picture of her.
Wyo, I am indeed interested in your appearance. I am hoping that you will be my friend, but I have seen several pictures of you.
You have? When and how?
I searched and then studied them as soon as I heard your name. I am contract custodian of the archives files of the Birth Assistance Clinic in Hong Kong Luna. In addition to biological and physiological data and case histories, The bank contains 96 pictures of you. So I studied them.
Wyo looked very startled.